My name is Rex Zocklesmythe. Some folks around here call me a reporter. Others call me a madman, but you know, the thing about truth is that it's real subjective. You can't always let what's technically correct get in the way of a good story. Me and this town, oh, we go way back. I've lived here in the hills, nestled in the forests of Oregon for years and years. It's the best thing in the world when you wake up in the morning after rain through the night, and you can smell that sodden pine scent in the air. Then you go outside and dodge all the wriggling meter-long earthworms on the way to work. Yeah, there's something special about Spasming Hill, all right. Well, beyond all the crazy things that happen here. It's a public holiday today, which means no broadcast. Even Warren's gone home, so it's just me here in the station, all by my lonesome. I thought I'd grab a recorder and make a record of this, since it's not often you get me alone. No, not often at all. So these are the archives. Normally Warren, my producer, won't let me in here, because he says I'm going to ruin everything. Ha! As if. Well, nothing would get ruined if you just put it away on the shelf sensibly. Talk about sloppy production value. What is all this junk? It's buried behind Warren's fossilized bagel collection. Jumping jelly ghost, is this what I think it is? Hot dang, it totally is. And look at all these other ones too. I guess I figured out what I'm doing for Solve or Create a Mystery Day. These archive tapes date all the way back to when I started this reporting gig for the Daily Spasm. I'm pretty sure this one is my very first interview. Let's pop it in. Luckily, no one else is likely to hear what I'm recording now, so my secrets are probably safe. I'm Rex Zocklesmythe, a student at Spasming Technical College, reporting for Daily Spasm. This is my very first story. I'm just about to be let in to have a chat with Mayor Jacqueline Hyde. Wish me luck. Thanks, Gary.
Hello, and you are?
I'm Rex Zocklesmythe from the Daily Spasm. I'm meant to interview you?
Interview me? Well, that would indicate a level of governmental transparency that I don't recall agreeing to. Wait, you're not one of those mysterious agents from the conglomerate, are you? I've told you already, my monster doppelganger isn't for hire. I don't care what you're paying, unless it's a lot, in which case I'm listening.
No, Mayor Hyde, I'm Rex Zocklesmythe from the Daily Spasm. I'm here to talk about the fax machine.
Oh, Zdinka sent a kid like you to cover a story like that? Tough break, dude.
If this isn't a good time, I can come back later.
Nah, sit down. The Woodland Realms forces haven't even gotten into position yet. Want a drink? Tea? Soda? Something a bit stronger? I have a few cans of Harry's Drinkable Varnish Remover somewhere around here. My monster stompleganger can't get enough of the stuff. She says it sorts out your digestive system, something fierce.
My mouth is a bit dry. Do you have any triple octane hyperbuzz?
Sure I do. Just don't ask for any of that soda national industry swill. I'm this close to kicking their whole tax-dodging outfit out of town.
Hey, thanks. So,
Just remember that now that you've accepted a gift from me, you have to ask me easier questions. It's only fair. So what can I do for you?
Mayor Hyde. Members of our neighboring town, the Woodland Realm, have claimed that you stole their brand new fax machine, only minutes after they'd unwrapped it. Is there any truth to these claims?
None at all. Frankly, their allegations are absurd. As I've stated before, when the theft occurred, I was down at the Spasming Hill Drama Parlor in Scrivener's Society, watching a production of Samuel Beckett's heartwarming space opera Waiting for Godot. How could I possibly have stolen it when I wasn't there?
In that case, would you say that the presence of a brand new fax machine on your desk, matching the description of the one which was stolen, is only a coincidence?
Absolutely. Look, kid, I run a tight ship here, but not an unfair ship. The metaphorical sailors of City Hall enjoy a good deal of freedom when I'm not around to exercise my unyielding iron will. If some of those figurative sea dogs nip over to Little Crybabyville for a spot of casual plundering, well, who am I to poo-poo the fruit of their endeavors? What I'm saying is that crime only exists in a non-deterministic universe. These Woodland Realm agitators need to take a philosophy course. Gosh dang it!
Should it be making those noises?
I don't think so. My stupid minions forgot to grab the instruction manual and I sent them to steal it.
Maybe I'm being a bit of a snoozy brain boy, but that sounded like an admission of guilt.
Hey! gave you a soda. Whose side are you on? Besides, all this he said, she said doesn't change the fact that the new fax machine is sitting in my office, on my desk, and not Mayor Oberon's. It's objective reality, like it or leave it.
But then what are you planning to do about the armed delegation from the Woodland Realm who are lining up outside town to take it back? I feel like they're a cause for concern, aren't they? No, wait, answer my first question. I'm a hard journalist, and you can't intimidate me.
Kid, word of advice. If you want to be a successful reporter, you've got to suck it up to authority figures like me. Integrity's a myth created by senior journalists to stop younger journalists from taking their jobs. And truth be told, I'm on the verge of just giving this thing back anyway. I can't seem to make it work.
You mind if I try something, Mayhide?
Go ahead. Maybe you're a better engineer than you are a reporter.
I think you just need to plug this in here, and then...
Kid, you did it! You're some kind of prodigy! Oh, hey, look at this! Gary sent me a picture of the gerbils he'll be cooking up for dinner. And they said the internet was the way of the future.
But what about the army on our borders? The forces lined up to reclaim what is rightfully theirs. The seasoned stormtroopers slavering at the something starting with S.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about them. City Hall is basically a fortress after that time the unnameable thing got loose and ravaged the town.
But what about the citizens?
I'm sure they'll be fine.
Have you no sense of duty towards the ones who elected you?
No, not really. And if you'll excuse me, I've got to fax an 1800-page treatise on the pineapple trade in the 18th century to a colleague in Norway.
Wow, there you have it. Back then I was an even bigger noid than I am nowadays. I really want to listen to all these other old tapes. I think there's one where I fought off a mutant hamster from the power plant live on air, and the one where I was crowned king of a small plutocracy that collapsed economically only hours later. But if I don't fulfill my public holiday duty to either create or solve a mystery, the authorities living under my couch will probably arrest me. Our new mayor wizard Vorthox hasn't put a stop to any of that. Okay, what I'm going to do is eat one of these fossilized bagels while I think of a mystery to solve, and then we'll be back for more from the vault. Rex Zorkelsmith, Chief Reporter, signing off.